end of their livelihood. For that reason and all the others, I would respectfully suggest a red vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. And I've sat here for several days hearing this debate from the perspective of my colleagues on the other side. And sometimes I'm torn. I'm torn because we continue to focus on these major events, Columbine and Newtown and Arizona, and when the big things make the media and you hear it all over the nation and the world. But some of us live in communities where this occurs all the time, and it doesn't make the front page, and it doesn't make the news. And we have to live with it, and our constituents are on both sides of the issue. Let me be honest. I have friends and constituents who will say to me, because of the violence that's in our communities and our cities, that if that bugger comes in my house, he's going to meet his Jesus. They want their guns. They're not happy sometimes with some of the decisions we make because they want to defend themselves. As you witnessed the other day, we had veterans that fought and died for this country, and they are concerned that they want to live a life of leisure and comfort. So they do have concerns about their public safety. In our city, administrations have been coming down here year after year. Our theme is bad guys with guns. We want to get them off the streets. So I do have sympathy for my colleagues to the left because we know that we have a problem in urban areas and we want to address. And every time, year after year, we come down here to get tough on criminals, and we get pushback about the rights of criminals and their First Amendment rights, and we try to fight it, and we get pushback. I would hope that my colleagues on the other side, when we come down again, and on my side as well, the conservative elements, would give those of us in urban communities that are just as sick and tired of this gun violence as anyone else, and we don't have our Newtowns and Columbines and all of that. They don't focus on that till it hits certain communities. But some of us have to live with it every day. Is this a perfect bill? No. But it's a step that I think we need to take. And please join me when we come back, as we're doing with our mass transit systems, and saying people in our communities, too, are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So no, this is not a perfect bill. It doesn't do everything I want it to do. Because you're right, those criminals are not going to go get fingerprinted. They're not going to go through the process. But somehow these guns find themselves in our communities. We don't produce and make guns in East Baltimore or West Baltimore. They come from somewhere. And you can get a gun quicker than you can get an apple or orange in my community. It's outrageous. We have to start somewhere and we have to do something. You're going to get a green vote. It's not a perfect vote, it's not a perfect bill, but it's a step in the direction for everyday people that don't see their names blasted all over the front page of the newspaper, and they are concerned as well.
Mr. President.
Senator from Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Following up with my friend from Baltimore City, and you know, when I met President Bush, it was in your neighborhood, and you know, it was great because we had the opportunity to talk about what was going on.